Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hey there. Welcome to Simply Holy, where we uncomplicate things with Mary as our mentor. I'm Marge Steinhake-Fenelon. And today's show is all about stumbling blocks to holiness. I've got a lot of good stuff for you today. You know, I'm hyped up. I'm really hyped up. I suppose maybe you can tell that by the speed with which I'm talking. I'm excited to bring this message to you, and I'm also in between trips, so I have the adrenaline from the past. I just came back from Texas, so that adrenaline hasn't, I think, receded yet, and I'm building up new excitement because later today I'm taking off to Scottsbluff, Nebraska to do a women's retreat there. So I am super, super excited. February is a big month for me and I love every minute of it. So excuse my exuberance if it's a little more than what you're ready for at this time of day that you're listening to the podcast, but it's good. It's all good. Now, Lent, I know, it feels like we just finished Christmas. Lent is upon us. It's going to be here in a matter of days, a couple of weeks from the time of this recording. My friend, don't let Lent just fall on you. And I can say that from experience because so many years I've done that. You know, I think, what should I do for Lent? Well, it's not here yet. I don't have to think about that. And so I laid aside, and then pretty soon, it's Ash Wednesday. And I'm thinking, I have no idea what I really, really need to be doing. Well, it's not really a trick. There's a key to figuring out what we need to be doing for Lent. And that is by looking at our personal stumbling blocks to holiness. Now, when I say personal, what I mean by that is what is a stumbling block to one person may not at all be a stumbling block to holiness for another person. So I can give you a small example. I have a good friend who is really into politics. And that's a good thing, I think, for a lot of people, although right now in today's climate, maybe that's a stumbling block to holiness for everybody, but you get the idea. So something that he's really into, and I am marginally, but enough to kind of, I just want to keep an eye on what's going on in the world. Well, it doesn't infuriate me. It doesn't rev me up as much as my friend. And it's good to be enthusiastic about topics that matter. what we have to watch is when that becomes obsessive to the point where that topic is more important than the person you're speaking to. And I guess I know a number of people who are like this, so I can't say just one person. But I don't get like that. I really don't. And so that's not a stumbling block to me. I can watch a news show. I can look at stuff online, and it doesn't really affect me in that same way. So that's a small example. But your stumbling blocks, yours, we have to look at that. And then I'm going to look at, I'll give you some input that I received from a Facebook post, a week ago. And I just out of curiosity, I asked people, what are their stumbling blocks to holiness? And I came up with quite a list. And I think it might be nice, I'm not going to give you names, but it might be good to go through these briefly and look at what makes other people stumble, because it might lead you to look more closely at yourself and say, oh, wow, you know, I never saw that as a stumbling block to holiness. Well, maybe that's one of my stumbling blocks. So that's what I want to do with that. And then finally, how I'll give you some techniques, some methods to figuring out your stumbling blocks to holiness. So before we get deeper into the show, as always, I need to thank you. I need to thank you for your support and prayers. I can't do this without you. I can't do this without you praying for me. I can't do this without you spreading word about the show. And I can't do this without your help in leading the world to Christ through Mary. So thank you ever so much. And let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be together. We thank you for the devices we're using to communicate. We thank you for the inspiration. We thank you for the health to listen to this podcast, for me to create this podcast. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Mother Mary, thank you for your guidance and love always for your children and your encouragement on our way to holiness. Heavenly Father, we ask for open hearts and minds so that we may savor the message that Christ and his mother have for us today. In Jesus' name and through Mary's intercession, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, I'm Marge Steinhage-Fenlon. We have, it's kind of a fun show, I think. Maybe, you know, I don't know if digging into your stumbling blocks is considered fun by the average population. But I think, in a sense, it's fun because I think self-discovery is always fun in the sense that it's God's light within us. So when we embark on prayerful self-discovery, what really we're doing is we're searching for the way God is working within us and the way he's communicating to us. Now, your stumbling blocks. And I want you to just slow down a little bit, if you could. And I don't want to give silent time on a podcast. That defeats the purpose, doesn't it? But I do want you just for a second to pause and let go of your self-perceptions. And let's ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, please allow us to open up and understand ourselves so that we can grow in holiness. What one person's stumbling block could be, might not in any way affect another person. Now, I gave that example at the beginning of the show. Let me go back to this Facebook post because I think it's going to be very fruitful for us. Here's what I put up. I said, time to plot this week's episode of Simply Holy. What stumbling block to holiness are you struggling with right now? And here's the Here's the list. Some of them are repeats, but some of them are very interesting. And one said lies. And I'm assuming, I don't know, you know, maybe that's the habit of lying for this person, or maybe it's when people lie to this person. And I can see that either way, that could get your goat or turn you for sure away from lying. Of course, it breaks the commandments. So definitely that being judgmental. That's a huge stumbling block to holiness. Health challenges. And you'd think you'd be too weak to sin, but it's how you approach those health challenges that makes it a stumbling block to holiness. So if you're approaching them with resentment and anger toward God, yeah, that's a stumbling block to holiness. Or if it lets you get you down to the point where you give up on your prayer life, that's a big stumbling block. Here's another interesting one that I think a lot of people don't think about. She writes, trying to deal with bureaucracy and lots on to-do list, which makes me compelled to push beyond and try to completely figure out sooner rather than later. So that's that competitive spirit and the trying to deal with bureaucracy. You know, I don't know the person's soul. I can't read into this person's heart. But I know for myself, I have a streak of rebelliousness. So for me as well, bureaucracy is, that can definitely be a stumbling block to holiness for me. You know, I get a little bit... it's not revengeful. It's rebelliousness. It's anger. How could they do that? I'm tired of dealing with authority, that kind of thing. And especially if I perceive it to be unjust authority, I have a hard time with that. Anyway, it looks like this person does as well. But this pushing beyond, this is a competitiveness that goes beyond just wanting to do well. And I understand that competitiveness because I have that tendency, not so much with other people, but with myself. Do better the next time. Do better the next time. Do more. Get it right. All of those things. So here's another one. Forgiveness for something that happened to me when I was 9 from a teacher who is long dead. Okay, we're talking about woundedness. And woundedness, could definitely be a stumbling block to holiness. No doubt about that at all. Another, health challenges from anxieties, from things I can't change. Again, there's that kind of hopelessness, that despair, that's definitely a stumbling block to holiness. And here's one, the realization of the magnitude of my myriads of imperfections, weaknesses, and sins. This is huge. And I want to do a separate podcast on this in the near future, because here is what a very wise spiritual director taught me once. When we are dwelling on our own imperfections and weaknesses and sins. Now, I don't mean dwelling in the sense that we are asking for the grace to overcome them. That's not what I mean. When that becomes our world, when we get discouraged by our weaknesses and our imperfections and our sinfulness, when we get discouraged to the point where we just want to give up, or maybe it would lead us to anger or any number of negative emotions, that is a stumbling block to holiness. And I will tell you, my friends, that is precisely what Satan wants you to do. He wants you to focus on those imperfections so that you don't focus on their antithesis. So in other words, he wants you focusing on the imperfections so that you forget to call on God's grace and ask his help to overcome them. He wants to rob you of your hope. You know, God made you just the way you are. And it wasn't a mistake. With all of your imperfections and weaknesses. Okay, so yes, definitely. Big stumbling block to holiness. And so physical things like hormone changes in women. And guys, you might not even understand what that's, you know, how that really can affect a person. And maybe some of you are dating or, you know, somehow connected, married to a woman, and you only see the results of that. But when you're living it, for some women, this can be very hard because the hormonal changes can govern your emotions, your perceptions, and even your actions, your thinking, everything. So, and that's hard. They can be hard to overcome. You know, it's a little bit like, what could I compare it to? It's a little bit like drinking too much. You know, you're behaving in a way that you normally wouldn't, and it's kind of beyond your control. Although it's not a happy thing. Generally, when you drink too much, you're pretty happy. But no, this is something different. Okay, so what are some of the other ones? Cutting out the negative chatter inside my head. Now, that goes back to the weaknesses and imperfections. Yes, and that's another tactic of the devil. He wants to get you thinking negatively. He wants to get you speaking negatively about yourself, about others, and he wants to fill your brain with that negative chatter so that it deters you from God and godly things. Here's another one. Oh, this is good. And this is another fodder for a whole nother podcast. I want to do that, especially during Lent, sticking with a daily prayer schedule. Oh, for sure. The devil is going to want to distract us from prayer. Oh, for sure. He'll throw everything, every single thing in the toolbox. He'll throw them all at you. And it can be very hard. It can be a big obstacle. And what else we've got here? Forgiveness again, accepting my limitations and distractions. That's what I was just talking about. Distractions is, you know, however the evil one can pull us away from the godly, he's going to do that. Worry is tough. And again, when you worry too much, it's leading you toward despair and not toward grace. Anger, addiction to computer games, negative thoughts of others. That's tough. And for some people that's automatic. It's really hard to get rid of. Trust and impatience. So pretty much that's the rundown of all of these different stumbling blocks to holiness. And did you find yourself in any of those? I did. I definitely found myself in a number of those. And I spoke about that a little bit, but it's important to look at these things, not to capitalize on them. Oh, well, that's just the way I am. But to be aware, oh, okay, this is a stumbling block for me to holiness. And that means I have to work on that, to fight against it, to maybe even remove it from my life, if it's something that you can change. These are what stumbling blocks are all about. You know, you gotta, you know, when you're on a road and say there's a big tree that fell, and so you can't get your car past that big tree across the road. Well, before you can proceed, you've got to get that tree out of there. Our stumbling blocks to holiness are like those trees in the road that stop us from progressing, deter us from getting to heaven. Or if you want a more exact analogy, you know, if you're walking a path through, who knows, a hiking trail, and there's a bunch of large rocks that somehow rolled down the hill and landed in the middle of the trail, well, going over them may be possible, but you're going to have to move them somehow so that you can pass. And when it's an avalanche of rocks, you know, you don't just push them all out of the way at once. You have to remove them one by one, one at a time, carefully, until you've completely cleared the path. That's what stumbling blocks to holiness is all about. That's what our goal is. And that's what we need to be working on during Lent. But when Lent begins, that's not the time to start discovering what our stumbling blocks are. We need to know them. We need to be aware of them before Lent begins, so that when Lent begins, when Ash Wednesday dawns, we know the stumbling blocks that we want to work against and rid ourselves of during Lent, so that when Easter comes, that path with the avalanche is clear, or at least much clearer than it was at the beginning of Lent. That's our goal. That's what we're about. That's what Lent needs to be for us. That's really what our entire lives need to be. Constantly clearing that path, getting those rocks, getting that avalanche out of there. And it takes work, because you could clear that path once and go a little bit further down, and by golly, darn, there's another avalanche, another pile of rocks. Or maybe it's just one great big one that keeps rolling back down the hill. Who knows? But you get the imagery here. Every single time, we need to not be discouraged, not lose hope, but to go to our Lord and sit at his feet and say, show me how to remove these stumbling blocks. But how do we figure them out? How do we know? How do we pinpoint those stumbling blocks that we're going to need to work on? Well, there's a few things that you can do. So I in the beginning of the show, I told you I was going to talk a little bit about method. So here's what it is. When you go to confession, and I do hope you go regularly, as in really often, minimum once a month. That's what the church recommends, minimum once a month. Anyway, what are the sins that you most often have to confess when you go to confession? And in particular, what are the sins that pop up week after week after week? That is a stumbling block for you. There's a particular sin. It's like, oh, Father, here I am again, and here's this sin again. That is a stumbling. That's a signal to you that you need to work on that, that that's a stumbling block for you. That wasn't just a one-time occurrence, you know, oops, and in a, you know, I sinned. No, that's something that's prominent in your life. So watch what you're confessing and how often. What comes up in your prayers, you know, those spontaneous ones, those pleas for help, what comes up in those prayers for you repeatedly? Is there a recurring theme? That's a stumbling block. That's a stumbling block to holiness. Where does your mind wander during Mass or when you have chosen to sit quietly in prayer? That can also be a clue to your stumbling block to holiness. What are other people saying about you? Good friends, your spouse. If you're in a religious community, what are your confreres noticing about you? That is also a clue to your stumbling blocks to holiness. What I recommend to you is to enter into this with prayer, but not just, oh Lord, help me get rid of my stumbling blocks. That's too general. Here's something that I learned that I have found very fruitful in my life. So I do this when I'm aware that I've got a stumbling block that I need to rid myself of, not sure what it is or how to go about it. So, and definitely before each time I go to confession, I sit quietly and I ask the Holy Spirit to please show me my heart as God sees it. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you your heart as God sees it. Ask Him to reveal to you the stumbling blocks you need to work on. And trust and believe in what He tells you. And then ask the Blessed Mother to walk along beside you in this discovery. You know, moms are awesome at pointing out to the children in, well, okay, some moms are not so gentle and loving, but, and I understand that, but really a good mother helps the child recognize his or her mistakes and faults and guides the child into working on those faults or correcting those mistakes. So too with our Blessed Mother. She is a good and loving mother. She knows you better than you know yourself, if that could even be possible. She loves you more than any human mother ever could. And she wants you to have a clear pathway to holiness. She wants you to walk strong and straight into heaven. So ask her to guide you. Ask her to help you work through these things. And to be that loving mother who gently reminds you, as many times as it takes, of your stumbling blocks, and then shows you the way to work on them. And I might suggest to you further, it's up to you, to make a little list of the stumbling blocks that you want to work on, that you feel called after this prayer time, after asking the Holy Spirit, after enlisting the help of our Blessed Mother. Make a list of the stumbling blocks that you want to work on this Lent. Now, please don't make this a list of everything you don't like about yourself. That is not at all what I'm talking about. And that would be detrimental to your holiness, as a matter of fact. Write them down, a manageable number. Now, that manageable number is going to be different for every different person. It might be one, might be one biggie. Maybe there's a boulder you just got to work on. That's what this Lent has to focus on. Maybe that's what the Holy Spirit revealed to you. Or maybe you've got a whole pile of little rocks that you want to work on. Okay, but commit it, put it in writing and commit to it. Prayerfully ask God's grace. Ask the Holy Spirit's enlightenment. Ask our Blessed Mother's guidance. And keep that around. And if you could, review it in your examination of conscience. You know, so each night, just look through it. How did I do? This is not a time to beat up on yourself. This is a time to assess, what did I do well? Awesome. What do I need to work on tomorrow a little harder? Okay, this and this. And it keeps it very apparent to you. You know, we make to-do lists about our work and other things. We have reminders on our phones about all kinds of things. Let this be your little reminder, your little notification of each day what you need to work on and how you're doing at it. That's a lot. That's a lot to ponder. And I'm really happy that I could have this time to share that with you, because I think it's super important. Super important to prepare for Lent before Lent starts. Because once Lent starts, you've already lost some traction if you don't have lined up what it is you want to be working on. So my friend, wow, great, great time with you today. Very, very happy to be chatting holiness with you and grateful for your presence here. As we go through our week, let's remember to ask the Holy Spirit to show us what we need to work on this Lent. You know, now it's time to close. I've got a flight to catch, and I know that planes don't wait for me, even though I wait for them often enough. Hey, if you'd like to know more about me, if you'd like to become part of my ministry, subscribe to my newsletter, invite me to speak, please visit MargeFenelon.com. MargeFenelon.com. You can also find a way to contact me there. You also can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. Oh boy, I think I'm on a few others. Anyway, look me up and tell me what's on your mind, because that helps me make new and better podcasts. And not only that, but I care about you because you're Christ's child, you're God's child. Just search for Marge Fenelon. Hey, before you go, I ask that you help me bring the world to Christ through Mary by sharing this podcast with the people in your life. Please do share, especially now as Lent is approaching. Let's get people really revved up about making this a great Lent where we're all going to be clearing away those rocks and boulders from our path to holiness. Hey, thanks for listening. Until soon, let's remember that the only thing stopping us from being holy are the excuses we make for not pursuing it. May God bless you.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by... A few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zemak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.